I'm still feeling a bit audio-boo-ish, to be quite honest, so I'm going to carry on. It's not an evening ramble. God, am I going to be the sort of person who has to make that distinction before he starts talking? I hope not. I'm in the park. The park that is the home to the Borough Museum and Art Gallery that I visited today. And I told you all about in the audio boo that didn't load. But walking back around this way now, and it's been between about 8:30 past-ish that I've been doing this. There's a lot of couples just sort of... It's as if they've been strategically positioned. Almost every time I've turned a corner, there's been people holding hands and stuff. And even now, there's people sitting across within a blanket. No, it's a tree stump. Okay. Fine. My point stands. I kind of like it when you get to about April through to September, October are my optimum times of year. Because you have all the sunlight and the bird song and a kind of stillness at this time of year. It's been a really good hot day today, and it is kind of weird. Just to step out and experience this sort of peace. Like neighbourhoods like mine are generally pretty quiet, which is really nice. So today I've had an odd few days. I'm a bit out of sorts at the moment, and today I've just tried to step out and take in some of the calm that this neighbourhood has to offer, like this park, and one of the reasons I'm doing these nightly walks now, I think, is just because this is the time of year to do it. You know, when the weather's good, you just need a few lungfuls of fresh air. And it's a bit weird, I think, for me sometimes too, because I've lived in a few different corners of Stoke now, and it seems that no matter which way I turn, there is a memory somewhere just waiting to jump out and surprise me. Which is, listen to that, see, I love birdsong like this. Really lovely sounds. I think if you were to give me two places to be, I love being on stage and playing music. That's my default state. And I think in an ideal world, what would happen would be, I'd go somewhere, play a show, and then get wheeled into an artificial reality construct, which is spring and summer in some of these neighbourhoods, because it's surprisingly peaceful considering what 90% of Stoke feels like. It feels like a slightly derelict, run down town. So Oh, I've got no idea where I'm going with any of this. This is probably more of a ramble than I've had on previous posts, but it's kind of strange. Thinking about vanquishing memories, or you know, having memories come out at you unexpectedly. I remember going on one trip to Sheffield several years ago, and just everything reminded me of a particular circumstance. And then I think it was last year or the year before, I went to Manchester again. Did I say Manchester before? If I did, I meant Sheffield. Anyway, yes, stuff, Sheffield, things. And then a couple of years ago I went to Sheffield again. And the memories were still there, but they didn't hurt, or you know, they weren't something that I turned up and dwelt on. I found that when I went, I kind of remembered stuff, but just waved at it and carried on, which is obviously the way to go. But I find it a bit harder to do around here, because you're faced with it all the time. I think hometowns are the hardest to try and bury ghosts in by quite some considerable distance. I think there's people who meet the person they're going to be with quite early on, and it stays that way, which is a good thing. I don't seem to have been one of those people. I spent quite a long time casting about, and these days I'm at a point where, I don't feel like I'm looking for it anymore. It'll either find me or it won't, but in the meantime I intend to keep myself busy, or try to. But one of the side effects, I think, of that is you end up living under a few shadows, and there's a lot to try and conquer in terms of your feelings and things like that. So it's but I'm generally feeling a bit thoughtful at the moment, and I think you're bearing the brunt of that, which is entirely your privilege, isn't it? Maybe. Yeah. I'm moving on, moving forwards. But also, every now and again, looking back at shadows and wondering about them. Which I suppose is quite a rich vein from a songwriter's point of view. But, you know, I don't want to look from that angle all the time. So, anyway, time to go again. And I'm sure I'll speak to you soon. Good night.